Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation on the web at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I can feel you like an ocean that won't seem to let me go.
And good evening. Welcome to the Forever Family Foundation's Medium and Messages program. I'm your host this evening. Good evening. I'm Angelina Diana. And we have a fully packed show for you this hour. I know the phone lines are already busy and people are holding, so we'll get to your calls shortly. I also want to remind you that you can get a hold of me through email if you have a specific question you'd like to ask. We can't do spirit communication through email, but if you have a question about how mediums work, or if you've had an experience with your loved one, or you're curious about the other side, or even the science — I'm not a scientist, but on some level I can speak to the energy of the other side, and so can our guests this evening, Rebecca Ann LeCicero, our guest medium for this week. If you do have a question, feel free to email me at contact@angelinadiana.com. Would love to hear your questions and have them in queue as well. If there's something — I often find that the first time I did this last month, a lot of the questions echoed the readings, which kind of shows me spirit was at work there. Very interesting, right? So we'll get to your calls soon, questions and answers and connections to the other side. Rebecca Ann LeCicero, a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation, will be joining us in just a few minutes. But before she does, I want to make you aware of a few things that are going on with the foundation. There's always something cooking. You could certainly log on as I'm telling you about the events that are going on, or just go to their website when you get a second. It's a very informative website on the not-for-profit, the Forever Family Foundation, and you can go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org for more info. But there are a few things going on now that I think you'd find very interesting, especially with this particular program, connecting with the other side. The foundation is a not-for-profit. They do rely on your generous donations, and we do have a lot of events and things that we run to further the science, but really also to make you aware of how the other side works, from retreats to conferences. And one thing that we do to raise money and funds, being a not-for-profit, is we hold a raffle. And this raffle consists of our certified mediums donating their time, donating a reading. It's called — and this one is the Holiday of the Earth raffle for this year. And you can actually win a reading from one of our mediums. You could be one of five winners, actually. It's an online raffle with five chances to win a phone session with one of five mediums. This round of mediums include Lynn LeClaire, Bobby Allison, Laura Lynn Jackson, David Campbell, and Kathy Towell. And it's really a really neat thing. Most of the mediums have been certified through the foundation. Also, some have been also certified through science, through other organizations. And really, what better way to know that you're working with a medium that is working with evidence? You know, it's one thing to say that your loved one is with you. It's another thing to say she had blonde hair and she was a cat lady. You know, it's really, really a beautiful thing that the foundation is doing, bring science and mediumship together. So if you'd like some information on that, you can go to the website. You could certainly even purchase your chances online. And again, it goes to all of the wonderful programs that the Forever Family Foundation offers through the year. And one such program is coming up shortly, but it's a very exciting one. It's right in my backyard in Connecticut. We've held a lot of events, a few events at the Guest House Retreat in Chester, Connecticut. It's a very peaceful, relaxing environment, a little isolated, which makes it nice. You know, you're not getting any of those that energy from the city or the energy from highways. It's really in a beautiful, beautiful area, quiet and peaceful, in Chester, Connecticut. And this year we're holding an event May 20th to the 22nd, and it's a retreat. They're calling it an afterlife exploration retreat, transforming your grief into hope and understanding. What a great title. And we've got some fabulous guests that will be rounding off the weekend. All the details are actually online, but they include PhD Mo Therese Hanna. I don't know if I'm pronouncing that correct, but she's a professional of psychology at Siena College, and she is licensed and specialized in grief. And of course, Rita Dwyer, who's been a friend of the foundation for quite a few years. I had the honor of working with her the first time that we were at the retreat center in Chester. She's really delightful, but she's also, you know, she's a former research chemist, and she has patents and papers in the aerospace field, but she is I consider her a philosopher energy, because she has a deep interest in the study of dreams, and she's very, very interesting to talk to. And she can really give you an insight on what your dreams mean, but really, I think, how to connect them towards spiritual connections, which is, that's why we're all here today, right? And really pleased to announce that there'll be two mediums there. Dori Malloy, who's a very talented medium. She's a psychic reader, also spiritual and research medium. She works with the Winbridge Institution, right now. And also Kim Russo, who's a spiritual medium. So there's a lot going on. If you get a chance to go to the Forever Family Foundation website, there's other events going on as well, too. But those are just two that are going on now. The raffle, two of many, I should say, the raffle, and of course this fabulous retreat weekend that I hope you can be a part of. Not only will it support the foundation, but it's giving back to you, which is so wonderful about the programs here. And that's what we like to think about this program, too, the Forever Family Foundation Mediums and Messages. Just to let you know, we're here every third Thursday, and we're here really to be a resource for you. I've had the privilege and honor of working with most of the mediums that are connected with the foundation, and the ones that have been on the program, and I look forward to working with the others as well, which I understand they're absolutely fabulous too as well, that they really have a desire to be a resource for you, and that's what we'd like to be here. And so shortly, we'll be joined by a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation, Rebecca Ann LeCicero. And when we come back, we'll be doing spirit communication and answering your questions. But before we do that, I want to make you aware of the Academy of Spirituality and Paranormal Studies. They'll be holding their annual conference, Spirituality, Science, and the Paranormal, from June 2nd to June 5th of this year on the campus of Kutztown University in Pennsylvania. The conference will feature inspiring presentations from some of the leaders in the field of spirituality and non-physical reality, and provide attendees with new insights on the variety of spiritual and paranormal topics. Conference details can be found by visiting their informative website, www.aspsi.org, or by calling 860-242-5493. That's 860-242-5393.
The American Association of Electronic Voice Phenomena has always been international and concerned with more than just EVP. To better serve the public, the AAEVP is now Association Transcommunication, or ATRANSC. Their new website is atransc.org, and their motto is Objective Evidence of Survival. The directors believe people should know that death is not dying, and what we learn now applies to what we will learn hereafter.
It is with great pleasure that we announce the formation of the Winbridge Institute for Applied Research in Human Potential. Dr. Julie Beischel, Director of Research at Winbridge and one of the premier investigators in the field of mediumship research, reports that the team at Winbridge will continue pursuing the many unanswered questions that remain in the field of afterlife science. Please go to www.windbridge.org to learn more about this groundbreaking research institute. That's www.windbridge.org.
For years, people have been reporting communication from those no longer in our physical world. Historically, science and religion have taught us to ignore such messages. Yet, there is now substantial scientific evidence to the contrary. In response to this, the Forever Family Foundation has developed a sign registry to demonstrate the existence of this other dimension. On our website, people can register signs that they, after passing, plan on communicating to a specific loved one. Upon the registrant's passing, the stored information can be verified by the recipient of these signs. Participants will be taking part not only in a grand scientific experiment, but in providing the greatest gift of all, the knowledge that we survive our physical death. For more information, contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707, or you could find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Or to register a sign, go directly to thesignregistry.com. I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide a forum where individuals and families who have suffered the loss of a loved one can turn for support, information, and hope. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. The Forever Family Foundation is a joint effort of scientists, research mediums, and interested people who support the premise that life does not end with physical death. We wish to prove that the bond of the family cannot be broken even by death. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707. That's 631-425-7707. Or you can find us on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
And welcome back to Mediums and Messages, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. You could find all of their information on this insightful not-for-profit at www.foreverfamilyfoundation.org. I'm your host for this evening, Angelina Diana, and I'm very pleased to introduce our guest medium for the evening. She is a radio medium in Western Massachusetts on WHMP, WRSI. She has her own metaphysical center in Vernon, Connecticut called the Beyond Center, and she's a certified medium with the Forever Family Foundation. I want to welcome Rebecca Ann to Mediums and Messages. Hello, how are you?
I'm very good. How are you?
I'm doing great, and I know you're a Connecticut resident as well, and we've had quite a beautiful spring day today, haven't we?
Yeah, I was in the yard. I actually found a couple little buds coming up. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, and it's really a beautiful awakening, or like the idea of, you know, going from the cold winter into the beautiful spring. It's like a big breath of fresh air, isn't it?
It is. I think it makes people feel better, too. They get out of that gloom and doom of winter. I know that people get that way with the seasons. I don't always get that way, but I grew up with people who did, and I'd always go, look, winter's almost over.
I know.
Don't worry.
I know, but it's kind of like a little bit of an analogy, a little bit of when you, like, I know it sounds a little corny, but to me it's like those moments of grief. You feel dark, and then you get that one quick hello, or you get that sign, and then you feel kind of renewed a little bit. You know, don't you find that it's kind of like an analogy in some ways?
No, that's perfect. I did some readings this past weekend, and to my surprise, I walked into one of the groups, and with it being spring, you know, you kind of think flowers are coming, they're coming, and flowers can always be a really great sign, and they handed me a yellow rose, which is a sign for me, and I was like, oh, I was like so overwhelmed, I almost couldn't work.
Yeah, I know, it's something, isn't it, when you
like,
get those surprises.
Yeah.
So that tells us on some level, Rebecca, you'd agree, like the other side can contact you, you know, you're not expecting it, and then out of the blue, bam, there's a sign or there's a connection, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. And I think that if we recognize that sign and we say to Spirit, we say, you know what, or if it's their mom and they know it's their mom, they can go, Mom, you left me a penny, thanks, you know, if they're just walking along. And then sometimes I find that people tell me, and I tell them all the time, if you say that and you acknowledge it and you accept it, you're going to find another penny in that next step.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, it's a back and forth. It's a conversation. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So the next thought process that I have is, as you just started to allude to, it is a back and forth, but how many times does someone still in their physical start the conversation? Like we just, you know, spoke of a situation you had where you were sprung upon, no pun intended, with a message from someone for you. Well,
right.
How is it that we as mediums can paint a picture or give the griever a sense of, well, how do we start the conversation as the griever? How do we spring a message on our loved ones? You want to share a little bit about your philosophy with that?
You know, that is so profound, just the concept in itself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that we as mediums, but all of us just as humans with hearts and souls, to be able to be the first one to pick up that phone per se, I think mm-hmm. we have to go through a lot. Mm-hmm. So it's almost a matter of, I'm going to accept that you're there. I'm going to believe mm-hmm. it. And,
right.
and instead of going, all right, give me a sign if you're really there, then you're still putting it in their hands.
Right.
You know, and a lot of people say, oh, I pray for my loved ones all the time. And I say, they're praying for you. So mm-hmm. there's such a, you know, they're thinking of you, you're thinking of them. But I'm not sure, actually. People may go and do things with going to the grave, especially, you know, they'll leave something at the grave. I know that that's one huge way people
a physical
start the
thing.
Conversation.
Yeah. Sure. Well, you had mentioned the word pray, and of course, you know, that falls within a certain belief system or
mm-hmm.
religious contents.
Mm-hmm.
But really, when you pray, it's a form of meditation. You'd agree with that, right?
Absolutely. Well,
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
prayer on any level is probably just a conscious thought from your mind. And you're right, you know, that
right.
is probably a very limiting word to talking to
yeah.
spirit, because you don't
yeah.
have to put it in that context. But what I meant by that was, that's
right.
just what I hear from people.
Exactly.
That
no,
they'll
no, I
say
agree
that
with
that's
that.
One thing that they do. But yeah, yeah, if you're just sitting on the couch and you're going, you know, can't you go, hi, Mom?
Exactly. You know, and it
absolutely.
Did, your word prayer didn't hit a nerve with me, but it just so happens that I was doing a reading for a woman yesterday, and I don't think you had to be a medium to see that she was physically wrought with grief. And,
oh.
you know, I had
yeah.
backed away in my mind to say, I don't know if I should be reading her. You know, I don't know if I should be reading her because she's very, obviously, emotionally drained. But, you know, you allow spirit to make that decision. And,
absolutely, if they're
Right, but before, interestingly enough, Rebecca, before I even started the reading, she said, I have one question for you. And her voice was very terse, you know.
Mm.
I said, what's your question? She said, are you religious? And I said, well, I told her that I don't bring my personal belief system into a reading. And she goes,
yeah,
good.
You can't. It's impossible.
And she said, but this is very interesting, and it's an interesting concept. She said, good, because the loved one that was taken away from me, there's no way that a God could exist.
That's
you know,
so
yeah,
profound.
Yeah, so you have to look at that and go, well, maybe, just maybe, this particular griever, my heart went out to her, and I know yours does too.
Yeah,
that
of course.
You have to look at that and go, okay. That on some bigger umbrella, on some bigger, I can't seem to find the word, a bigger area of energy and spirit, this woman,
mm-hmm.
eventually in time, I think will find a way to communicate with, it ended up being her daughter, with her daughter, and she'll be able to do it even though she won't pray. She'll find a way to do the same thing. This, when you pray, you're meditating. You're raising your vibrational energy
mm-hmm.
towards your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with it. If that's your
mm-hmm.
belief system, that I think that's, you know, one way to do it. But
it's definitely one
me.
Way that people find peace, you know, and meditation,
exactly.
especially in
exactly.
Buddhist meditation. I find
yes.
that, you know, if you go into like a Cambodian religion or a Buddhist like practice
mm-hmm.
per se.
Exactly.
That
exactly.
meditation brings them to a place where it man-made, get out of all the man-made stuff, go into
right.
the spirit and the soul and whew, you'll fly and And exactly. Yeah, and some people don't know. They don't know. So resources. We have to be a resource for each other, all of us.
Exactly. Exactly. So if we look at the aspects of, you know, again, lack of a better word, raising our vibrational energy.
Yeah.
You hear a lot of mediums saying that.
Oh,
but when
yes.
you think of actually sending your thought out to spirit, it really is the same, and please tell me if you have any other thoughts on this, as meditation, prayer, raising your vibrational energy.
Well,
it's really
music,
like
singing,
sending your thought, right?
Swimming, exercising. It's anything where your mind has a different channel than I have to do the dishes, or I have to go here and do this, or where's this list, or I'm doing this right now, or I mean, anything that I think takes the mind to another place. I have one comment though. You said raise your vibration.
Mm.
You said that for many, many years. Oh, if you can raise your vibration, if you can raise your vibration. And then
right.
I think maybe my vibration doesn't need to be raised. And it was interesting because some of my connections, I let go of the idea that I needed to or that I should have.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that some spirit, when they connect, aren't looking for you to raise that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
They're looking for you to maybe lower it or relax or to, you know, just look for a different, look in a different place. So,
yeah.
A lot of, I took that out of it as much as I could, of course,
right.
You know, as medium.
We
<Right. buzz.
laughs> Well, there's some levels of thought, and I know that I know you teach classes when you teach telepathy, it's really a matter of when you want to send a thought, you raise your vibration. When you want to receive it, you lower it.
Mm-hmm.
So and that's why we get so tired sometimes. I think we when we do readings, we don't recognize that we're revving up to send the message, and then we have to get quiet to listen. You know, so it's this back and forth, yang kind of energy.
And we're all different, too, so we're all
going
to get the information
Absolutely.
In different ways.
Exactly. So
I love
to make,
it.
Yeah, but to make it clear for our listeners, it's sometimes, I think the bottom line is we have to take the initiative, even though it's difficult during grief, to start the conversation.
Yeah.
To start it. And it's a very hard concept because we're hurting and we want to get that one sign to kind of quell the grief or cover it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So it's a very, very interesting.
Grief is tough.
It's a very
tough
animal, that's for sure.
It's both unique and common. That's the tough part about it for me.
That's very true. So we're speaking with Rebecca Ann, who's a certified medium from the Forever Family Foundation. You're listening to Mediums and Messages, which is brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm your host for this evening, Angelina Diana. And just as a reminder, if you have a question, you could certainly give us a call. When we do take calls, we ask that you let us know if you have a question or you'd like a connection. And we really don't like a lot of information before we start reading. We want spirit to do all of the evidential talking to us at this point. Also, if you do have a question that you'd like to email, you can do that at contact@angelinadiana.com, and we could certainly have Rebecca answer that question for you while we're on the air.
Great.
So, Rebecca, are you ready to start to do some readings?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, wonderful. So why don't we go ahead and take our first call? I don't have my screen open to find out who we're speaking to first. Let's see if I can find that information. I think we're speaking with, is it Susan from New Jersey?
Yes.
Is that you, Susan, on the line?
Yes. Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good evening, Susan. How are you today?
I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you both for taking my call.
Well, it's our pleasure, and we certainly want to be a resource for you. Say hello to Rebecca.
Hi, Rebecca. How are
hello
you?
I'm very good. I'm very good. Can I go right into your reading?
Definitely.
Okay, I have a female connection coming through. I feel like this is mom. Do you understand this? If it's not mom, if mom is still here, I need to go on a female connection. So I'm going to go on your mom's side of the family. This could be your mom's mom. But I want you to know that I'm hearing specifically the word mom. So I'm referencing that as well as if she took care of you. I also get a very bright woman. So she must have had, I don't want to say pale skin, but she's very, very light-skinned, and she wears her hair up, so I'm not sure if she's showing me an old picture or a young picture of her. Both grandparents are passed over on your mom's side, correct?
Correct.
Okay. I definitely have both of them because the grandfather comes in, and he talks to me, and he gives me the letter J, So understand there's a letter J connection to either your grandmother, your grandfather, or your mom, and I feel that's coming through strong, almost like a James or a Jim. I'm not sure if that connects with you or not. But with the grandfather, is he like a papa, though? Is he more of like a Pepe or a papa?
No.
No? No is okay. I don't mind no, but understand that that's how I hear it.
Okay.
Is it French?
No.
Okay. I'm hearing that kind of a grandfather name. So understand, for whatever reason, that's what comes through in connection with these two. And I know it's moms because they are overly obsessive about mom. So is mom is still here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
They're just putting a lot of attention on her. So if you can understand why they're putting a lot of attention on her, I'm not sure, but know that they are. So they may be telling you, call her, talk to her. But, you know, we don't have to do what Spirit tells us to do all the time. But they're definitely around her and connecting with her right now. They're also giving me, you're an S. Did you say your name was Suzanne?
Susan.
Okay.
Yes.
Susan. Okay, there's another S. I'm feeling another S connection because it's not your name. It's something else. So I'm getting the J and the S connected to you. I also have another male that's telling me he had something with, well, we all have breathing issues. Angelina, I always laugh because the truth is when we all cross over, our hearts stop and we don't breathe anymore. So for him, he's telling me that this is in his lungs or his throat. Do you understand this?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry. That's okay.
Okay.
Understand that I'm getting the J connection with this as well. So if this could be how your grandfather passed. He's telling me he may have had oxygen or something wrong with his throat.
Okay.
I know I'm talking
about... Well, I'll research it.
Well, good. Is somebody from Canada? I keep getting a French or a Canadian or an up north connection.
No. No.
Okay.
I like it there, but no. No.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No, don't be sorry, not at all. I get that connection. It comes through very strong, so I hope it validates in there. Is there a husband side of the family?
Yes.
Okay. I might want to go with maybe the Canada to the husband side of the family, because as soon as I felt up north, I went right to an aunt for him. So there's definitely family connected for him, too. You guys lost a lot of people. I need to validate that.
You
and your husband together.
What?
It seems like grandparents all the way around the board.
You know, through the years.
And they all just seem to be standing with you. And an aunt. There's an aunt. There's a popular aunt that for him as well that keeps coming through. Again, Canadian. I just readings are readings. Take it and see if you can validate it somewhere. Can you tell me if there the J connection comes through for the John or James?
No.
Okay.
I don't know where that J connection would come through.
Okay.
I'll research this. You know, I wrote everything down.
Wonderful.
And
Angelina,
I will
do you
research
feel any energy?
I think we might be going a little bit on her husband's side of the family.
Yes.
My husband doesn't, there's nobody from Canada or French.
Yeah, I understand that. But on some level, I would check out the JJJ connection that she's talking about. Because your husband's a very sensitive guy, right?
The
sensitivity to him?
Truthfully, not as, not that much. I mean.
Where's the family of four for you, Susan?
I'm a family of four.
Okay, so let's go over to the male figure on Dad's side of the family who's bringing through his son and wants to talk about the J connection. So I need to honor what feels like grandfather figure on Dad's side of the family. And Dad is either passed or there's an uncle passed for you, right?
Okay, but there's no J, though. Their names are not J.
Don't get hung up on that. We'll figure it out. Spirit is going to help us figure this out. Keep in mind that if Rebecca's sensing a lot of people, it could be that we're mixing father side, mother side. All that connection could be mixed up. But what is validating here is that your grandparents are past. It doesn't matter that it was throughout the years. They're still going to come through and connect to you. If we go to what I'm feeling to be Dad's side of the family, I feel like there's a grandfather figure and one of his sons with him. Does that make sense to you?
No. No,
okay.
Not at all.
So I want to honor what feels... Don't stop apologizing. We'll figure this out.
Okay.
There's obviously a lot of people coming through, so it's getting very confusing.
Well, I'm writing it all down, and okay. I will definitely research it.
Okay, well, if I could finish, I would love to be able to validate this man that's coming through for you, because he's coming through definitely on what feels like on Dad's side of the family. So I definitely feel like there's a grandfather figure that's passed that's validating your family of four. And you say you come from four, correct?
Oh, I do. Yes.
Yes. So he's validating your family. So this is your grandfather saying, she comes from a family of four. She comes from a family of four. So I'd like to honor that. I do have a younger male with him. So I don't know how this is connected to Dad, but I want to honor his presence because he's coming through younger than grandfather. And this male figure makes me feel I'm with your dad's dad right now. Okay?
Okay.
So I know we've thrown a lot at you, so I can understand why you're confused. But let's first honor this man coming through to make things. And I have to tell you, I feel so calm right now that I feel like your husband's father. So I'm sorry. This is your dad's father coming through. That I really feel like there's a calmness about that side of the family. There's this feeling about we're going to handle everything. We're going to be very focused on getting the job done. And we have a calmness about us. I get your grandfather on Dad's side to be a very steady guy. Is that what you know of him?
I mean, he's strict in his ways.
Okay.
Very nice person, but
and
strict.
Okay. So this is the feeling I'm getting from him. He's steady as a rock. It's going to go his way, so the job gets done. That you see it as strict. I see him as being steady and very forward in what he needs to get done. That's what he makes me feel like. I almost wish he'd hang around my life a little bit right now because I could use that. So I want to honor the fact that your grandfather was sick for quite some time. Isn't that correct?
No, he wasn't actually.
Oh, hold on.
That was sudden.
Hold on. Okay. Know that he's making me feel like how he's validating that he wasn't feeling well for some time is that he kept his medical business to himself. He did not like going to the doctors, and there was something about him being very strict with how he handled his medical care. So I know to your point of view, he passed very quickly. He's being very strong with me right now. This has got to go his way.
I know my family history, and I know what took place, and I know how... he was taken to the doctor. He wasn't against going to doctors or any of that. And I know that because that's my family history.
No,
so
I respect that.
Like I said, I'm taking all this down and I'll research it. Maybe there's something else, a great-grandfather or, but I definitely know my own grandfather and what took place.
I respect that. And that's from your viewpoint and how he passed. He's talking about not feeling very well before he passed. So I need to honor that, and hopefully you could validate it. Where's the name like Thomas, TTTT, connected to you?
I don't have a Thomas.
Okay, so I need you to check on that side of the family.
With all
this going on, there's definitely a very close grandmother coming through for you. She's making me feel like in your life you are the... family homemaker. There's something very specific about you being very traditional in your life. Do you understand this?
Who, me?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm
traditional.
Okay. Yeah, and she's coming through on this line of energy too. She's coming through on Dad's side of the family. So your grandmother on Dad's side is passed, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. She's coming through talking about the fact that your traditional sense right now is putting you in a crossroads right now with your career. So are you going yin-yang back and forth with your career right now?
No, not at all. That's not
okay.
the case.
Okay, I respect that. From her viewpoint, she wants to talk about how you've chosen either more of a traditional life and not going towards career as much as you could have, because she comes across very traditional to me. But
I've been in a career for like about 40 years.
Okay, I respect that. And it sounds like I'm very wrong with you right now. But she's looking at the fact that you've maintained your traditional sense through that then, because she really appreciates the fact that you've carried that on. Okay. We've thrown a lot of information at you right now. It sounds like it doesn't match. What I'd like you to do is take
Wrote everything down.
Excellent. And if you do get some validation, please email us, okay?
Oh, absolutely.
Thank you
They
so
really
much.
Wanted have to get evening. A lot to you in a short period of time.
Yeah, there we go.
Okay, so, well, you have, well, both have a good evening.
You too.
You too, take care.
Thank you, Bob.
So what we're going to do now is take a five-minute break or a commercial break right now. We'll be back in a few minutes. You're listening to Mediums and Messages brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Has your marketing pitch been missing the strike zone? Maybe you need a new player to help your marketing efforts. At L&R Productions.com, you'll find a team that can give your broadcast advertising the winning edge. L&R Productions has produced award-winning jingles, radio and television commercials for many businesses just like yours. Radio and television advertising work, but you need the right game plan. Make sure you're getting the most out of your ad every time it airs. www.lndrproductions.com. We'll throw strikes for your business every time.
When grieving the loss of a loved one, sometimes a hug is just what you need. Hugs from Heaven are lightly weighted shoulder wraps that are made from the fabric of your loved one's clothing. Your clothing can also be made into memory pillows and sachets. Each Hugs from Heaven is handmade with loving care and is as unique as your loved one's spirit. Visit us at hugsfromheaven.com. That's Hugs, spelled with a Z, from heaven.com. Who couldn't use a hug?
Hello, I am Lloyd Auerbach, parapsychologist and author. You can learn much more about life after death, precognition, mind-matter interactions, remote viewing, ghost hunting, and other psychic experiences and research through the acclaimed Distance Learning Parapsychological Studies program at HCH Institute. Our courses are audio-based with additional written and video material. Call HCH at 925-283-3941 or visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com. Our courses include The Search for Life After Death, Being Psychic, Psychokinesis and Precognition, Ghost Hunting, Theories and Models of Psychic Experience, and more. Taken singly or as part of the certificate program, these courses will enrich your knowledge of parapsychology and the range of psychic phenomena. You'll learn about being psychic yourself. Visit www.hypnotherapytraining.com or call 925-283-3941 for information about our individual distance learning courses and certificate program.
I would like to introduce you to the Forever Family Foundation, a nonprofit organization whose mission is to provide support for families who have suffered the loss of a loved one. We believe in the continuity of the family, even though a member has left the physical world. We invite anyone who's trying to cope with the loss of a loved one to contact the Forever Family Foundation at 631-425-7707 or on the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
Welcome back to Signs of Life, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation.
Welcome back to Mediums and Messages. I'm your host for the evening, Angelina Diana, and we're with certified medium Rebecca Ann. Hello, Rebecca. You there?
I am.
Oh, there we go. You broke up there for a second.
Okay,
so we're going to take our next caller right now. We're going to go with Sharon from Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Hello.
Good evening, Sharon. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Oh, well, we're so happy to have you on the program. Do you have a question for Rebecca, or would you like a connection?
I just like a connection.
Great. I'm going to start by saying that I'm glad you're in Florida. You did say you were in Florida, right?
Yes,
okay.
I am in Florida.
There's something about me being very glad you're in Florida, so I feel like I'm either following in somebody's footsteps, or you've left and come back, so I feel like somebody from that's crossed over is coming through saying, yay! So can you validate for me that you've just moved back or you've made the decision to stay?
I'm here for a while. I'm here for a while. I've been living here about 10 years.
Okay. but you haven't been there your whole life. So that's, you know, but something crossed, somebody crossed over is going and stay there and stay there and stay there. So for somebody to be talking to me like that, they have to be a little close to home. So they have to be a little pushy. So this has to be apparent to me. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. I almost want to say it's both, but I'm feeling mom the strongest. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you very much. I'm going to start with mom. If dad has crossed over yet, you don't need to validate that yet because I'm not sure who this man is next to her, but she seems very like this man next to you loves you, loves you, loves you. So I'm getting a lot of love from that particular connection. He seems to be like waiting, like he's excited and letting mom talk first. And what's funny is in just my words to you, mom's already getting cut off. So I'm meaning whoever this gentleman is so excited to talk to you, he won't let mom get a word in edgewise. I'm getting an M connection. Understand, M does not stand for mom. It's going to stand for something else, and I feel like this may connect to the male that is also crossed over, Matt, Mike, Mark, Mitch, something kind of short and sweet. But when your mom comes through, see, now she was an illness. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. This illness to me seems like it seems like a cancer. Is this cancer?
No.
No is good. Don't go any further. Understand, I feel like I have something terminal, something that's getting treated, and something that I can't fix. So in a way, she almost wants to say I died of old age. So I'm hearing I died of old age, so it could have been more than one thing that was going on with her. But in particular, I feel like I have an infection. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Like pneumonia. Mm-hmm. Like she almost wants to go, I had pneumonia. She just wants it to be quick and simple.
Yes, she did.
She did have pneumonia. Thank you very much. But she's saying that that's not really why she died. It was just like what made her die. So she's got a great sense of humor. She's very little. Now she's also talking about the girls. Do you understand the girls? I almost feel like maybe there's two or three of them, but there has to be, if you're one, then you have two sisters, or if you have three daughters. Do you understand this?
No, I'm an only child. So.
You're an only child. Okay.
I have a daughter, though. I have a daughter.
You have one daughter.
Correct.
Okay. It may be that she was trying to validate for me that she was coming from a family of three, meaning mom, dad, and you. You only have one daughter. Mm-hmm. You need to understand that somewhere in her mind she's giving me the number three because there are three girls.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure where the three girls come into play, but write it down, and maybe it'll come to some understanding after.
It was always me, her, and my daughter.
Okay, so it's the three girls. Thank you very much for validating that. Who's my Mark, Matt, Mitch? Do you understand this?
No.
No, that's fine. No is fine. Understand that just to write down that I had an M connection coming from mom about a man. So for me, it feels like a male energy. Not sure if this male energy is crossed over or here, but she's definitely referencing a male energy. She's talking about your love life, but I don't really want to get into that because it's not, I don't know if she's saying it's none of her business, but I feel like it's none of my business. So she's like laughing because you would tell her secrets. That's basically what she's telling me. I knew everything. She's trying to tell me that she still knows everything. So you must like wake up in the morning and do what Angelina and I were just talking about, start the path. You must wake up and go, okay, mom, this is what's up. So she's saying she hears you and you do it like every morning. So it's like you get up at 7, by 7:05 you're talking to mom having coffee. Do you understand? Okay,
well,
good.
A lot of times, yeah.
Okay, who's the teacher? Where's my teaching energy coming from?
I'm sorry, pardon me?
Teaching, like a teacher in a school? Is somebody in a school system?
Teacher?
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, I have a classroom environment, so somebody's either going to school or works in a school. So I'll just, you know, write that down as well. Is your dad crossed over too?
My son has just graduated from college, so
okay.
Perhaps.
He did just graduate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
She's really big on signs for me. She's giving me the signs of red roses. So I think you either had a red rose corsage, your son had a red rose on his suit, something about a red rose. Do you understand this from the graduation?
No, I don't understand that, no.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe go back in pictures and look. Maybe go look at the frame that you have his picture in, and maybe there's a red rose on it. But she's specifically telling me she sees the graduation in connection with red roses. Is it dad that's crossed over as well?
Yes.
Okay. I'm getting a P connection. I usually don't say the name Paul because I'm married to a Paul, but that's what I hear. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay, there's a P connection when it comes to dad. Dad is the one standing next to mom, and they're laughing because they're soulmates. They love each other, And he says, Mom still won't let me talk. So I'm getting this, like, they're interrupting each other constantly. But Dad said this was for you. And I know we're on the radio, and, you know, it's a short amount of time that we have, but you are getting huge, huge hellos. Huge hellos. She's watching your daughter. Is she older now, too? Is she, like, is she out of high school yet?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She just graduated from high school. Yeah.
She just graduated from high school. It's interesting because she didn't want to talk about your son's graduation without talking about your daughter's graduation. So she really just wants to put it down there. Is it just the two of them? I feel like I'm missing one. Do you have three children?
No, just the two.
Just the two. Okay. So whether it be another family member or a very good friend of the family, she's telling me there were three graduations. Everything is in threes with her. Three, three, three.
Mm.
I wonder if that's a sign. That's so neat. Angelina, that's such
okay.
a beautiful connection with her parents. I'm so excited.
Okay, well, I hope this helped you, Sharon. Thank you so much for calling the program.
And thank you so much for taking my call. Thank you so much. I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It.
Have a great evening.
Okay, bye-bye. You too.
Okay, so let's take our next call, Cynthia from Massachusetts.
Hello.
Good evening, Cynthia. How are you?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you?
We're doing pretty good here. Did you want to have Rebecca create a connection for you, or did you have a question about the other side?
No, I would love to have Rebecca make a connection for me. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, Cynthia from Massachusetts, how are you? You're
I'm,
like a
I'm
neighbor.
Okay.
We're just
I'm very excited away. That I could get in to talk to you.
Well, I do feel like your energy, and forgive me for calling it out so strongly, you do have grief. I feel somebody coming through going, be careful, don't hurt my baby, okay? So I have somebody coming
okay.
through who again, I'm going to say is like a parent. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay, I almost want to go to Dad. Do you understand this? Because I feel like that's the sense of don't hurt my baby.
Yes.
Okay, breathe. See, this is what I meant. This is what I gave you forewarning about. And if I could hug you through the phone, you know I would. And if Dad could hug you through the phone, you know he would. He says, it's not your fault. You made all the right decisions. He says, this is wonderful. He says, don't worry about the rest of the family. Now, Rebecca, me, I purposely slowed down my words for you. Dad talks very fast. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He also comes through to you. You get signs constantly because he's laughing. Everything you see is a sign. If a motorcycle goes by, that's a sign. If a bird flies by, that's a sign. Anywhere where you're standing still, he says it's a sign for you. Do you understand this?
Absolutely.
Okay. Did he have a heart issue? I feel
yes.
his heart. It's very interesting, and it sounds to me like he had a very quick crossing.
Absolutely.
Thank you. So to me, this is like a heart attack. Or if it's not a heart attack, you have to understand I'm very quick. He relates it to his heart. I'm not sure it's a heart attack. I think it's
that's
more like an explosion. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay, thank
yes.
you. Because he says, I didn't have a heart attack. I definitely didn't overwork. And I'm laughing because
no.
this is either while he's shoveling or while he's golfing or while he's bowling. Like, I feel like he lived life to the fullest and look where I died. So there's even a joke about that. Do you understand that?
Yes.
No. Okay, he's saying it was perfect timing. Understand, I'm getting perfect timing, perfect timing. So
okay.
date, numbers, if it was on somebody's birthday, all I can say is he's laughing and saying it was
okay.
perfect timing. Is there a May connection to all of this? Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It was Mom and Dad's anniversary was in May.
Okay, thank you. Now, did he cross in May as well?
Oh, He should I tell you?
No. You could say no. Say no. He didn't cross in May. Well, then understand that his anniversary is coming up. So he's making that connection. Now, I want to ask if Mom is in spirit because I don't have Mom, and I hear him saying Mom's not with me right now. But the psychic me feels like she
spirit.
Is. Pardon me?
She is. She passed. Yeah.
Okay. Understand that the psychic part of me feels like she is. However, I do not have that connection with her. Dad feels like he comes through and says, we don't want her crying now too much. Like, he's laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. He's laughing because he feels joyful, and he feels like you need to know that whatever it was that had to do with his crossing, it was only you, it was your decision, and you made the right one. Do you understand that?
No.
Okay. Are there four of you in the family? Four kids?
Five. Four other kids.
Four other kids. He's telling me it was all about you. You did a good job. So I have to just give you thanks, thank you from him, because he feels
okay.
Like the other four didn't. Now, understand this is his perception. His perception. I'm only reading through spirit, so it's not may not be your perception. It's definitely not mine because this I'm not in your circle. But he's saying thank you to you for
okay.
The other four.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, only four went to the funeral. So maybe that's why.
That's why he's saying only four. That could make sense
yep.
to me. Again, it's for you. So you can take
yeah.
it 10 different ways if you'd like to. However it feels for your soul, for your spirit, however you feel, take it. He does say,
yeah.
Mom gets busy. Mom gets quiet. Mom has a lot to do. Mom this, mom that. But he doesn't
okay.
give me mom herself. So I have to validate
okay.
that for you. She's okay, and she's with Dad.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, thank you so much. Angelina?
Thank you. That was. Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Go right ahead.
Does he want me to continue on the path I'm doing regarding family matters?
Now, in all, 100%, that needs to be your decision. Because even
okay.
if he was telling you to paint your walls green when he was here and he said no, and then from the other side he's going to say paint your walls green, you can still say no.
Okay.
So you have to understand that first and foremost. For him to have said to me at the last, look, you made a great decision regarding the other four that had
yep.
to do with
okay.
me. So I think that
okay.
maybe your question was already answered.
Okay.
Do you
I
understand?
Think that's right. Yes. Thank you very much. That was just a real gift.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Spirit.
Yeah,
okay,
that's
bye.
Right. Thanks, Spirit, Cynthia. Take care.
Boy, was she
okay.
loved.
Well, I think they all are if they come
yeah.
through. Doesn't
yeah.
matter how they perceive the reading. I'm looking for my producer here. I don't see that we have another reading unless on some level I'm not getting a connection from him in the earth plane. So let me ask you this, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know if on some level when you connect to spirit, you were feeling a lot of laughter, you were feeling a lot of joy. How does that come to you as validation? How do you know that it's him? Do you feel it, hear it? Do you see it? What is the sensation that you're getting?
That joy feeling gives me this permanent grin on my face. My cheeks start balling up. They give me the strongest sense of energy of being truly happy that they have this opportunity to make this connection, and they want it to be happy. And a lot of times, you know, if they're going to bring their personality through, there's a list a mile long of different feelings that they can bring through. That
gotcha.
Joyful feeling to me definitely makes me feel like, you know, somebody gave me a surprise present or something. It's just, it's fun. It's my interpretation of joy.
Okay. Do you ever feel on some level that the person being read could validate that they were an extra happy person when this happens? Or
oh,
is
I
there something
so.
About them? Okay.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
just kind of curious.
Well, in
just
a group,
kind of
sometimes, you know, in a group, you'll bring in, there'll be 10 people in a room, and you bring in different loved ones, and everybody's able to see, and they watch my personality change from loved one to loved one. The
right.
the joyful ones will come through, but then there'll be the real quiet ones, the real shy ones who love this and are going to take the opportunity, but you wind up kneeling on the floor in front of them and nobody else can hear the reading.
Right.
And they're joyful and I feel the love there too, but I also feel, gotta be really quiet. You gotta whisper this reading, you know? Or,
right, I hear you. So you're picking up on their personalities. And
you pick up
so
on their personality traits. You know,
gotcha.
Somebody who's like, oh, your dad is here, and they're like, oh, great. You're not going to get that happy, happy, joy, joy. You might get like a timid energy and
right.
go, I think Dad is here, but he's a little afraid to come. You know, you get that timid feeling and
right.
it's different than the big smiles.
So in other words, that kind of confirms that Spirit knows what you're feeling and they can connect to your feelings and the inner thoughts of what you have.
shorts. It's a lot about the validation, and I think that the emotions can be part of the validation.
Gotcha.
You know, mom came through, she was sad for the last 3 years. She was really sick for the last 3 years. She was depressed for the last 3 years. Or, you know, dad had a great last 5 years. He retired, he got to move, he was feeling a lot of freedom, he was getting open air. You know, depending on where they were or what they want to get across to you, they're not going to tell me they were happy if they weren't.
Right, there you go. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that's one way to express it from a medium's point of view. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our time is just about up. I want to thank Rebecca and for joining us. Thank you so much for doing the readings for us and sharing your insights on mediumship. Appreciate that very much.
No problem. And just quickly to mention the retreat that's coming up in May, you and I were talking at the beginning about different ways to build that communication by us starting it first and not waiting for the other side to initiate, and I know that there's going to be tons of programs at that retreat for that.
Yes, it's really a great
retreat. I'm looking
forward
to being there to volunteer myself. So.
There you go. So if you go to foreverfamilyfoundation.org, you'll have all the information that you need on the events and the programs that they offer. I want to thank you so much for joining us for Mediums and Messages this weekend. And I want to remind you that your loved ones are only a heartbeat away, and science is going to prove it. Good night, everyone.
Good night.